Yeah, disappointing. Oisin, you know, he's one of the real leaders within the group, within the squad, and unfortunately, we put in the appeal, but he's going to serve a one-match suspension, and it's a big blow for us, no doubt about it, because he's that leadership quality, not the physical presence at full-back. Mm.
And listen, he's an experienced player, and when you come to an Ulster final, he's the calibre of man that you want on there, particularly in your line of your defence.
Yeah.
It'll be a big miss.
He will be, but as I say, it's an opportunity for someone else now to step in and to do that job, and we can only concentrate and focus on what we have available to us. And as I say, while it's a big loss for us and for Neil, as I say, we move on and concentrate on the replacement.
Yeah. That goes in. No team named yet, but you do have one or two options there to fill that void.
Yeah, listen, we do. And as I say, we've been looking at a few things at training over the last 9 or 10 days, and as I say, whoever comes in, I'm pretty sure will do a job for us next Sunday. And it's important, the squad's there for a reason. There's a good strength and depth within the squad, and it's going to give somebody an opportunity on Sunday to perform in an Ulster final.
What about the rest of the squad? How you fix with personnel injury wise now going into to an Ulster final?
Yeah, injury wise, we're not too bad. Marty O'Reilly and Martin McElhenney are still, they're just coming back into training, so they're going to be ruled out, but the rest, bar Neil McGee out suspended, we have everyone else available.
Yeah, it's 20 years on since you were last featuring in an Ulster final, Declan, and on that occasion it didn't work out. Did you think at that stage that there'd be another chance for you as a Donegal manager to go to the big one in Clonus?
Listen, you never close doors on anything, and yeah, that's 20 years ago, and a lot of, a lot of things have changed in that period of time. The whole completely different in terms of the preparations, in terms of setup now. And 20 years ago, we felt we probably deserved to get over the line against Derry. It was late Joe Brawley goal that won it for Derry on that occasion. But in terms of professionalism now and the standards required, and at that level, it's absolutely huge. Commitments were always huge, playing inter-county football, but it's gone to a different level over the last maybe 7, 8, 9 years.